It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
All right, let's unveil number five now. So, and just to recap up to this point, Connor Pay was at 10, Tyler Batty at 9, Malik Moore at 8, number 7 was Gunnar Romney, number 6, who we just unveiled, Caleb Hayes, and now number 5, a linebacker returning from injury, it's Peyton Wolgar.
Straight back drop for Brennan. The lefty throws, intercepted! Peyton Wolgar on the pick! 25-20, 15, 10-yard line.
I just want to win games, you know. I want to benefit the team however I can to win games. I think this will really be my first year going into a football season completely healthy, completely in shape, and so I'm really excited to see what I can do this year.
There you go, number 5, Peyton Wolgar. Sounds like he's healthy. He's in shape. Is he getting enough sleep, though, as a new dad? That's my only concern, because I remember those days. You don't get a lot of sleep. Timing's not ideal for a first-time father right before fall camp. But Peyton Wolgar, I mean, he's got to be, speaking of top fives, is he a top five PWO? Because wasn't he originally offered as a PWO?
Yeah, and then he went into the transfer portal and used that as a leverage to get a scholarship. And then that worked out nicely for all parties involved.
Yes.
Keeping Peyton Wolgar was a big deal because, yeah, he was once in the portal, then he came back to BYU after that 2018 season where he redshirted. So, yeah, he has been proof of preferred walk-ons and what it can do. If guys take the chance and go to BYU as a walk-on, you can turn into a star at BYU. I think Wolgar, out of all the linebackers that BYU has, I think he's the best pro prospect. That's kind of where I graded things a little bit as far as just sheer overall talent in terms of, you know, because Wilgar's a guy that last year – we didn't see the best of him. As he noted in that clip, he was dealing with a shoulder injury, and it wasn't as well documented as many would have liked to have heard, but that was an issue for him all of last season. So I think when people are thinking, why wasn't he having the interceptions, you know, like he did a couple years ago in 2019, he just wasn't fully healthy. He was dealing with the shoulder, and then they ultimately shut him down when they got to that Georgia Southern game back at last November. So now he's healthy, ready to go. Still going to take his time in fall camp, but he is a key guy for BYU's defense, and I just think his ability to be a sideline-to-sideline player at linebacker, he's a unique talent at that position.
And you touched on this, but his ability to cover, too. I think BYU's linebacker group is deep, and they have a lot of high-skilled players, many of which I think have NFL talent. But I think he is the best cover linebacker in the room. I think Keenan Peely and Ben Bywater, they're both really good in the tackles, run-stuffing guys. Pepe Tonavasa, I think, fits into that mold as well. He can rush the quarterback. But him and Max Tooley are really the good cover guys, and Peyton Wolgar has proved it throughout his career that he can cover as well as tackle. So he's well-rounded, and shame on me for not having him on my personal top 10. I don't even know why that happened. When I look at my original list, I think I may have been giving an edge to production in 2021, but I'm embarrassed that Peyton Wolgar is not on my top 10.
Yeah, I had him at number 4. Dallin had him at 5. Dallin, what do you like about Peyton Wolgar?
I think he's the best player on the defense, right?
Oh.
I think that's reflected by our voting. He's the highest ranked defense player we had this year, same last year. In fact, he's at the same spot. We had him at 5th in 2021. He's 5th on our list here in 2022. And I mean, you guys have said a lot about him. Health is going to be big, but if he's healthy this year, I think he's going to be BYU's best player on that side of the ball.
Yeah, I think you're right on that. I think that he has that ability to be the best player on the team. And sometimes it can be easy just to look at stats and you sometimes think, what would justify him being the best guy on the defense if he's not the leading guy in tackles and things like that? But his ability to cover, and he's 6'3", 235, the way he moves at his size, it's impressive. And that's why I think he's in a spot where he could be an NFL guy next year as well. I think his son's name is Madden, and that's pretty cool too. So he's a football guy. You got to like that about Peyton Wilgar. So he's all about ball, man. He's focused on the task at hand. And Peyton Wilgar, he's a man of few words. He's not going to give you many cuts. He's not going to give you many quips, but he's all ball. And he's got a business-like approach, and he's going to be very productive this season if healthy.
I also loved his commentary in that clip that Dallin put together where he's like, I just want to win.
Yep.
He just seems like the ultimate football player.
Yeah.
The fact that BYU had to shut him down, too, it's like, dude's body is breaking down, and we just finally have to pull the plug. I mean, that guy is—he's a football guy. He's a football player, and to have him back on the defense is going to be key.
Yeah, I'm excited for Wilgar. Again, he checks in at number 5 on our Cougar Sports Saturday top 10 BYU football players for the 2022 season. We're taking a break. On the other side, we'll put a bow on the show with the hurry up, get you up to speed on all the news and notes in the world of BYU athletics that you might have missed throughout the week. It's Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSLSports.com.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.